Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking that out, using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get time. And let me tell you that our good friend Don Lambro is in the building, so to speak. Don's our good friend, has been for a long time. He's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's an author of an outstanding book called Fat City. He's the chief political reporter for the Washington Times. How about those credentials, ladies and gentlemen? And as I said, we're really proud that he's our good friend. Don, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you, and good morning.
It's good to have you here. Don, I want to get into some of the election stuff and some of the past and future election stuff. But one of the byproducts of what happened in November with the election, with the Democrats gaining control of both houses of Congress, was a resignation yesterday, and I'm very upset about this byproduct of that election, and folks, this is where when people say elections matter, this is what they mean by that, and I'm talking about, Don, the resignation of John Bolton as ambassador to the United Nations.
Right, and he fought the good fight. Bush could not get a vote for him in the Senate when he nominated him. He was fought by a number of Democrats and
Republicans.
And a few
like
Voinovich
and like vacillating Voinovich and what's the one?
And Chafee.
Leapin' Lincoln, I call him. Leapin' Lincoln and vacillating Voinovich. Those two guys.
That's right. And so he couldn't get the nomination reported out of committee, even though Bolton had a majority on the floor of the Senate. So that's really particularly unfortunate.
The Senate rules are really starting to get on my nerves.
They can be tremendous obstacles for good or for ill.
The filibuster,
for good, when they block bad law or bad things from happening, and for ill when there's a good nominee or good legislation that should have an up or down vote, and just a few people can prevent it.
But when it disagrees with me, that's when I really don't like it.
Yes. I'm in your corner.
I like it sometimes, but I don't like it sometimes. No, it's the beauty and the ugly at the same time of politics. But seriously, John Bolton was much maligned, completely without reason, without purpose, by a number of people. I do not understand what they had against him. I mean, if there ever was a time when we need an ambassador to the UN who can kick butt and take names, then we need it right now. And this guy takes no prisoners, although he's proved to be a pretty darn good diplomat. And what I don't understand, Don, I guess I can see some people saying, I don't like the way this guy does business, and they didn't like him at the beginning, but President Bush put him in as a recess appointee. But once he's there, he's done a great job. Even some of his detractors have said he's done a good job. Why can't they change their mind? Why can't they say, you know what, I was wrong about this guy, or he completely changed the way he was, and now he's a good guy? Why can't they do that if it's the right thing to do?
Well, it gets into politics, of course, on the Democratic side, and to some degree on the Republican side, where you have a few liberals who don't want to.
Even lame duck Lincoln Chafee, Leapin' Lincoln, said he still wouldn't support the guy. What's his problem?
Yeah. Perhaps in the aftermath of his defeat, and partly at the hands of Republicans who challenged him in the primary, which undermined his campaign, and, of course, defeated in the general election, maybe bitterness might be the word for him, and he's not about to help.
Have you met Lincoln Chafee?
I've once or twice, but no, I don't really know him well.
Yeah, he doesn't come across as the brightest bulb in the box.
Well, we're not going to have him around anymore,
yeah. And
we have a Democrat in that seat now. His father was certainly a very respected senator for many years, but he's not his father, that's for sure.
But we need a guy like Bolton in the UN right now, don't we?
We do. We need someone to kick butt, just as you say. And Bolton, of course, the cliche is he did not suffer fools gladly. He may have stepped on a few toes coming up the ladder. But, you know,
at a time when the UN is as corrupt as it's ever been, more corrupt than I've ever seen it before. I mean, it's out of control corrupt, ladies and gentlemen. It is basically an enemy of the United States. We need somebody like John Bolton, and I think the nation has and the world has been done a disservice by allowing him to resign and not to continue to serve. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Don Lambert. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And have a great visit with our good friend Don Lambro, the author of Fat City, one of President Reagan's favorite books, and also the chief political reporter for the Washington Times. Don, we're talking about John Bolton and his recent resignation. The president could have appointed him in another recess appointment, but he couldn't have paid him.
I didn't know that. I thought I had read that he was unable to.
I was told. Maybe I'm wrong. You probably are. You're more of an expert on this than I. But I saw that I saw or heard somewhere that he could have appointed him, but he couldn't pay him. But regardless, he's gone. And I'll tell you, Don, I think the United Nations today is a very, very, very dangerous organization with regard to the future of this planet. Is that too strong a statement?
Well, maybe a tad too strong. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of representatives of the countries of the world, and there's parts of the world where things are really a mess, and they're at each other's throats, and there's a lot of blood, chaos, and terror, and death. And so getting people together to talk, I never thought was really a very bad thing. It's costly, and you know, you mentioned Mr. Voinovich. He was in a
of Ohio, Senator of Ohio.
Yes, someone who's sort of a centrist to liberal Republican, and he was an opponent of Mr. Bolton's on the early going. But then he became a champion and supported him. But that wasn't enough to get him out of the Foreign Relations Committee.
But if he had not done what he did in the beginning, Mr. Bolton might have gotten approved. He was one of the main guys against him.
That's right.
So he didn't get a redemption on that.
It's a corrupt organization. There is no doubt about that, from the very top down, and needs a complete house cleaning that it has not had, still has not had, and I don't think the reforms that they've made have been very deep. So we still need someone who's very tough there. So this gives Bush an opportunity, maybe to appoint someone fresh, but who is just like Bolton and just as tough.
Who would that be?
Bush needs to do now.
Who would that be? You know anybody like that?
I don't know. There's no, who would be on the short list, but I think that's what the president has in mind. There is going to be a UN ambassador in the final 2 years of Bush administration.
Yeah.
I know that.
Folks, the oil for food scandal. When you look at the oil for food scandal and how wide ranging that was, and how much corruption there was, and how many literally international leadership opportunities failed because of graft emanating completely from the United Nations. When you look at the Human Rights Commission, or Council, I guess it is now, that then was changed in this reform you were talking about, Don, then became the Council, or Human Rights Council, or vice versa. I've forgotten which came first. that could have a chairman of that committee be Libya, and have one of its members being Cuba, or something like that. I mean, when you've got a situation, an organization that can create something that preposterous, that's an organization that needs to be either abolished or cleaned out or something. And I'm telling you, folks, we're going to look back, and we're going to be sorry that we let Bolton get away. Now, Don, I want to move on, and let's talk about, you've been doing some work on the upcoming election, upcoming presidential election, especially on the Democrat side. What have you found?
Well, I've been looking at the Democrats, and you have, of course, Hillary Clinton, the front runner, the clear front runner.
She hasn't actually announced, though, has she?
She has not. But she has been, in the last week, talking to all of the leadership from the governor-elect in New York on down in her state, which is very smart. She wants to make sure all the top Democrats in her state and the power brokers, Charlie Rangel, all the rest, the senators, are behind her. I think she's going to probably have an announcement very early in the new year. But the problem with, there's a lot of problems on the Democratic side. I mean, first of all, she has her attempts to reinvent herself as a centrist over the last 6 years have been partially successful. But recent polls in the last few months still show that about half of registered voters do not like her, and the other half adore her. So she's a very polarizing figure. But right behind her in the polls are two other Democrats. Oddly enough, people with not a great deal of experience, and one of them, of course, is Senator John Edwards, a former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina,
right,
who has only served one term in the Senate. That's his only experience.
That's his only experience,
a trial
plus
lawyer.
Besides being a trial lawyer, you're right.
And Illinois Senator Barack Obama. I mean, he is a freshman's freshman. He has been in the Senate
two years. Yeah.
And now is suggesting he wants to be president of the United States and leader of the free
world.
What
a joke.
And so,
Let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
Folks, I want to clarify. It is a joke to think that he is qualified to be the president of the United States, in my opinion. I'm not saying one day he won't be. I'm not saying that one day I wouldn't vote for him. I'm not saying that he doesn't have every right under the sun and the Constitution to run for president. He gets to do that. But for people to be considering Barack Obama, 2 years into his first Senate term, a serious contender and a serious candidate for president is a joke. Go ahead.
And he hasn't done anything. That's the main thing. Legislatively, or as a leader in Congress in the 2 years, John F. Kennedy ran after he had won his second term. He has a very thin resume, to say the least.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we've got the guy from Iowa.
Bill Sack.
Bill Sack, yes.
Yeah.
He's another one. And we'll talk about this some more right after these messages with our good friend Don Lambro. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Don Lambro is our guest. Don is Chief Political Reporter with the Washington Times. Don, give us your website, please.
The WashingtonTimes.com.
WashingtonTimes.com, outstanding newspaper. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you read Don's syndicated column all over the country. Don, here's my prediction for 2008 Democrats.
All right.
I'm not sure that Hillary can actually get nominated to be the candidate. I think there's a 50-50 chance she will be. It might be her. It might be Vilsack. I don't think it will be Edwards. But it'll be one or the two, probably, of those two. Maybe another one I don't know about yet. But the vice presidential nominee will be Barack Obama. That's my prediction.
Well, that's a powerful prediction, and it's hard to see. But the Democrats, you know, they did put John Edwards on the ticket, which means they were heartbeat away from the president. presidency, and he had just a freshman in the Senate and hadn't done anything in the
but
Senate.
But he was vice president. He was vice president, though.
And he was a vice presidential nominee. So could they pick someone who was a freshman but didn't even have the full close to 6 years Edwards had? And Obama has just 2 years in the Senate.
He'll have four, though, by the time the election happens. And I predict... Because I don't see the next race shaping up all that powerfully for the Democrats.
Yeah, I don't think first of all, he is he's the hottest political figure in the country right now. He's
you said off the air he's famous for being famous.
He's famous for being famous, but he is famous, and he is going around the country. He's being treated like a rock star. He's going into churches and all kinds of Democratic audiences around the country and non-Democratic audiences. He is he hasn't taken on any issues on which people can be angry with him. He hasn't led any causes. He's avoided them. And there's a growing number of people among the bloggers, the liberal Democratic bloggers, who are Democrats, who are criticizing him intensely as someone who hasn't accomplished anything.
And not taking a stand on anything. Don, let me change. I've only got a couple of minutes left. What do you tell us what you think the political landscape is going to be like over the next, say, 6 months or so, 6 to 12 months with the new Congress? What do you think is going to happen? Is the new Congress and the president going to get along?
Well, I think there'll be a lot period, perhaps of a honeymoon period, where they'll be, trying to find some common ground. And they're going to do the things on the top of their agenda that are going to get, probably a few are going to get approved. One of them certainly is raising the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour.
That just makes me sick.
It does. It's going to eliminate a lot of jobs. And it's
going to hurt a lot of small businesses.
A crushing tax on small business. But you know what? It's going to be approved. Everyone I talk to says
because Republicans don't have the guts to kill it. Republicans don't understand how the economy works. Republican politicians do not understand how the economy works, and they don't have the guts to do what's right and kill this thing.
There's going to be some who are going to stand up to
that. I'm disgusted with
them. You're absolutely right.
I'm disgusted with both parties.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I think it's
And I'm putting President Bush in that camp because he'll sign the thing.
Yep. And now they probably will have some tax cuts for small business in there to make this more palatable, but that doesn't necessarily solve the problem.
Those tax cuts will just be a sop to us. It won't really help anybody. Not as many people as it will hurt. And here's the other thing: tax cuts they can take away. The minimum wage will never go back down.
Well, people just have to look.
Or be abolished.
That's right. And people just have to look at what's happened with the increase in the minimum wage and see how many entry-level jobs have just been eliminated by businesses who find ways to produce the same service or product with fewer employees.
But it causes other wages to go up, though, Don.
Yes.
See, this is a sop to the unions. That's the reason the Democrats are after it. This is all they care about in raising minimum wage is pacifying the union members.
Well, you know, there's a lot of small businesses out there, and particularly among Democratic constituencies like Hispanics, who are one of the most successful entrepreneurial voting blocs we have in this country, who create new businesses all out of proportion, just about every other minority bloc you can talk about. And they're going to be hurt. They're going to have
Well,
gee, this is what they're doing to me. Maybe I shouldn't vote Democratic.
But in the name of helping them, allegedly. Hey, Don, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Happy holidays, by the way.
Happy holidays to you.
Don Lambro, ladies and gentlemen, with the Washington Times. Look for his column anywhere in your local papers, too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.